KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 58. Good morning, with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, with time running out in this legislative session, Governor Terry Branstad still isn't ruling out the possibility of increasing the state fuel tax, although lawmakers seem less optimistic. Branstad told reporters that if the legislature approves proposed cuts to the commercial property tax, then a fuel tax increase could be considered. For years, legislators have debated increasing Iowa's fuel tax, currently at 22 cents per gallon of gasoline, including fees, but they haven't taken any action. The tax has not gone up since 1989. A commission appointed by Branstad in 2011 recommended an increase of 8 to 10 cents to support the state network of bridges and roads, many of which are considered deteriorating or deficient. News time is 8:01.
Hey, everybody, did you know it was almost Mother's Day? I love my mommy. How much do you love yours?
With Mother's Day just right around the corner, get your mom what she really wants this year.
Get her a digital camera. Get her an HD video camera, a digital planner, a GPS navigation system, a tablet, her own personal assistant, and a new phone.
Does this sound like an awful lot to you? Well, let us at the TV Store help. We can get all of this in one device, a smartphone.
The TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, has an amazing lineup of smartphones to fit any need. That's not all. With an upgrade or new activation, some of these phones are free. Just think, now you can save money and still be able to buy your mom flowers.
Come check out all the newest smartphone models today at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032. Don't wait. Mother's Day is May 12th.
Upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Well, cardiovascular diseases and stroke are the leading cause of death for Iowans, according to the state chapter of the American Heart Association. Salt intake is getting a lot more attention now on food labels and in the media, which is potentially life-saving news, according to registered dietitian Marion Merrick.
We can really decrease the number of deaths in heart disease if we start paying attention more to how much sodium we are having on a daily basis.
And Merrick advises patients who have a salty appetite to slowly start weaning themselves off of sodium, especially by keeping an eye on labels of canned and packaged products. She says most of us have too much sodium in our diets.
Our intakes are too high. A big part of it is eating processed foods, and I'm a big promoter of going back to basics.
That means eating healthier by eating more fresh foods, especially fruits and vegetables.
Not having the canned foods and the lunch meats and even bread and rolls can be high in sodium. Reading those labels.
A recent national study concludes that merely cutting back on salt could save hundreds of thousands of lives nationwide in the next decade. Iowa sees an average of 9,200 deaths every year from cardiovascular disease. Some 90,000 Iowans have heart attacks or are diagnosed with coronary heart disease every year, and 60,000 Iowans have strokes. A spokesman for Blind Iowans is urging the governor and legislators to boost the budget for the Iowa Department for the Blind by $500,000. Michael Barber, president of the National Federation of the Blind of Iowa, says the agency has muddled through with a status quo budget for the past 5 years, and services for blind Iowans are beginning to suffer.
This year, there have already been four full-time and two part-time people laid off at the Department for the Blind because of budget concerns.
The agency is operating with a budget of about $1.7 million this year. Barber is asking legislators to set aside more money for the Department of the Blind to ensure programs that help blind Iowans adjust to new living arrangements and find jobs are preserved.
We think it's high time that Iowa step up to the plate and recognize that programs for the blind are an actual investment in the lives of blind Iowans. It's an investment. Because people who get services, who get vocational rehabilitation services, they go out, they become employed, and they become tax-paying citizens instead of welfare recipients.
Barber was at the State House last week making his case directly to legislators who serve on a key committee discussing the agency's budget.
You know, when you look at the $500,000 that we're talking about, when you consider the whole budget of the state of Iowa, that's just a mere drop in the bucket.
Over 69,000 Iowans are blind, and Barber says their numbers are growing every day because of dramatic increases in cases of macular degeneration. The 28th Annual Risky Business Conference will be held in Ames tomorrow, bringing together high school students, parents, and professionals from across the state. Aaron Kennedy with Youth and Shelter Services is coordinating the event, which is expected to draw more than 700 attendees.
It's a great opportunity for youth-serving professionals and adults. This includes teachers, human service professionals, DHS workers, even child care workers, to come together with youth to really work on youth development topics. That's what Risky Business is all about.
Kennedy says the two keynote speakers for this year's conference are Scott McLeod, a professor and founding director of CASEL at the University of Kentucky, and Alec Kiros, a professor of educational technology and media from the University of Regina in Canada.
They are going to be working together and actually doing a dual keynote address called Co-Creating Our Digital Reality. So we're going to have our two presenters together, both all of our youth and all of our adults together, to look on ways that digital technologies can empower both youth and adults.
Kennedy says the day-long conference will feature about 40 different workshops.
We've got one in particular that's Enhancing Independence, 101 Ways to Use Assistive Technology to Enhance Your Life, and that's being presented by the Easter Seals organization. We also have the FBI. They're our signature speaker this year, presenting in the afternoon, talking about human trafficking and its impact in the heartland.
The Risky Business Conference will be held at the Sheman Building at Iowa State University. For more information, you can go to www.yss.org. An organization has given the University of Northern Iowa a $2 million grant to launch a new Center for Educational Research and Development. UNI announced the gift from the Roy J. Carver Charitable Trust on Friday. The money will go toward the Center for Educational Transformation and finance faculty and student research. The center's goal is to transform education through research, advocacy, and innovation. About 25% of Iowa's educators and 33% of school administrators receive instruction at UNI. The Muscatine-based Roy J. Carver Charitable Trust is among Iowa's largest private philanthropic foundations with assets of more than $250 million. It was created by the will of Carver, who died in 1981. The World Food Prize will hold its second World Food Prize Youth Institute today to challenge Iowa students interested in science and agriculture to think globally. To attend the day-long event at Iowa State University, each student must write a research paper about a key issue that impacts hunger in another country, present their research, and propose solutions in small group discussions. Students and teachers participate in hands-on activities in the research facilities and labs at Iowa State University and interact with Iowa business and industry leaders, legislative officials, and others. The goal is for them to learn how educational and career paths in Iowa can help address global challenges. Scheduled speakers include Governor Terry Branstad, Iowa State University President Stephen Leith, and DuPont Pioneer President Paul Schickler. Well, roughly 80% of Iowa workers enjoy a commute to work that's shorter than 30 minutes, making them the envy of commuters nationwide who regularly endure longer treks to their jobs. The Des Moines Register reports that new U.S. Census data show that Iowans fare better than the national average commute of 25 minutes each way. In Des Moines, a typical commute is 16 minutes. In Ames, Dubuque, and Sioux City, roughly half the workers enjoy a commute that's less than 15 minutes long. But that doesn't mean some Iowans don't have longer commutes. Jill Nowatsky said she drives 40 miles each day from Pleasantville to West Des Moines because she likes her job, but she hates the commute. Elsewhere in state news, a domestic assault trial for the father of one of the cousins abducted in Evansville and later found dead has been delayed. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier reports 36-year-old Daniel Eugene Morrissey was scheduled to go to trial today on charges of misdemeanor assault against his wife, Misty Cook. Court officials said Friday that witnesses schedule issues forced a delay of the trial. A new date has not been set. Morrissey has also pleaded not guilty to charges of criminal conduct and conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. A trial in that case is scheduled for April 29th in Davenport. Morrissey is the father of Lyric Cook, who disappeared with her cousin Elizabeth Collins while the two were riding their bikes in Evansdale last July. Their bodies were found in a remote wooded area 25 miles away in December. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a Mississippi man who describes himself as a patriot with no grudges against anyone is expected to appear in federal court today on charges that he sent ricin-filled letters to President Barack Obama and others. Authorities zeroed in on James Everett Dusky after they had first arrested another man. New York Congressman Peter King said the FBI investigation of the two bombing suspects would have gone much further if the Russian government had told Washington about the radicalization of the older brother and the suspect's mother. The Republican member of the House Homeland Security Committee told NBC's Today Show that he worries about limits on Moscow's cooperation with Washington in the case. There's another sign that American consumers are shrugging off a tax increase that took effect in January. The government says Americans spent more in March as their incomes grew. Consumer spending was up by 0.2% after an increase of 0.7% the previous month. Overseas, a week-long spike in sectarian violence continues in Iraq today with 5 explosions in predominantly Shiite areas in the central and southern part of the country. At least 26 civilians were killed and dozens were wounded. And crews are using heavy machinery to cut through what's left of an 8-story building that collapsed 5 days ago in Bangladesh. At least 382 people were killed, and officials expect more bodies to be found. The owner of the illegally constructed building was arrested and brought to court in a bulletproof vest. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Spring has finally sprung. And we here at the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, have everything you need to enjoy the outdoors and stay in touch with your favorite TV programs at the same time.
Technology can sometimes be hard to keep up with, but we're here to save the day by introducing Hopper with Sling. Hopper with Sling gives you access to your favorite Dish programming, including DVR recordings, anywhere you are via smartphone, tablet, or laptop computer. As long as you have high-speed internet connection at home and an internet connection on your wireless device, you can watch TV right in the palm of your hand, so you'll never have to miss your favorite program or sports team again.
The TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, can get you access to all these great features today. Come in and explore the possibilities at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
ETFN, cut off for now.
Dish Internet requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.